reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Whilst two more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise from the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, before I talk about today's homily, you see, when we remind us and when we tell us that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, that means the things that we had done in the Old Testament were fulfilled by the coming of Christ. For example, the book of Jonah is from the Old Testament, right? And we know the story of Jonah. When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach to the people of Nineveh so that they will repent, Jonah refused. So he was running away before in the ship where he was. There was a turbulence, and they found out that it was the presence of Jonah in that ship that caused that. So they now decided to throw Jonah out. They threw him out, and a big fish swallowed Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of this fish for 3 days before the fish went to the side of Nineveh and vomited Jonah out. That is symbolic. That was the prefiguration of the resurrection of Christ. Christ was in the tomb for 3 days before he resurrected. Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days before Jonah was vomited. The book of Jonah, Old Testament, Jesus, New Testament. So the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Today, in the Gospel, during the time of Jesus, there were so many false prophets that came before him. And most of them that came before him, they acclaimed themselves as the Messiah. So when Jesus came and he began his ministry, he was also doing miracles. So people couldn't really understand whether to believe in what he was doing, because there have been so many people who came before him who were self-acclaimed as Messiah. So there was this confusion. That was why they were saying, "We want to do some miracles. We want you to do more miracles so that we will believe." Because they never expected that the son of a carpenter would become the Messiah. But Jesus made it very clear to them that he came not on a beauty contest. He came not for a contest of superiority, but his coming was God's design. That the most important thing we have to do is not to think about miracle, but believing in the Word of God. And that Word of God during this time of Lent is repentance of our sins, mourning for our sins, departing from our old way of life and becoming new people. During this time, we are all invited to accompany Jesus on his way to Calvary by intensifying our prayer life, by abstaining from material things that will bring comfort to our body, so that our souls can transcend and have this relationship with God. During this time, we have been encouraged to fast, to abstain from sin. If we heed to this call, that is all God wants us to do at this time. Let us not wait until Jesus comes down again like a human being to speak to us. His miracles are there. The Holy Eucharist we celebrate every day is a miracle. Do we believe in the Holy Eucharist? Our life, if we can sleep at night and wake up in the morning, is a miracle. That we can walk from our house to the church is a miracle. Even the person beside us, if we are able to listen, to love, that is a miracle. Let us not expect, like during the time of Jesus, let us not doubt, but let us believe. If we believe and listen to him and engage ourselves during this time of Lent by intensifying our prayer life, by abstaining, and also doing the little things, that is all we need to do. And that is building that strong relationship with God. So my dear friends in Christ, let us also continue to pray for the grace to always listen to him and to put into action all we hear every day.